I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Net positive, baby. Fresh off the road.
Dude. Yes, sir.
I just got back off the bus an hour ago.
Wild.
And you know what my first priority is? We got to get to the people.
Got to get to the pod.
Got to give it to them. Filming on a Monday, dude. We're still coming out on Wednesday, though.
Of course.
Because our takes are I would say, 25% hotter.
On Mondays.
There's a fresh on our minds.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
statistically,
yeah.
Studies show that is the case.
Yeah, we got to have a warning. Alex in the studio, Andrew in the studio. We are on the road, October. We're off this weekend, and then next weekend we go into the Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia, where our first concert I ever saw was DC Talk when I was 10 years old.
Nice.
And we perform in there myself. Then we're going to Birmingham, Alabama, October the 15th, where I went to college. Two shows there. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Springfield, Illinois. Evansville, Indiana. Okay, Andrew missed that drop. November.
Meth capital of the world.
Oh, yeah, dude. November. Columbus, Ohio. Joliet, Illinois. Rockford, Illinois. Milwaukee. Then we're going back to Canada. The Canadians will let me back through. You know, I couldn't. My tour manager had an earlier flight than me. They give him all this kind of trouble at the border. Mm-hmm. They were like, what are you doing? Where are you going? Why are you coming in there? We were supposed to, like, if we're going there for work, I probably shouldn't say this on the podcast, but they're Canadian. They're probably behind the times. They're probably not listening to this podcast either. We couldn't say we were working. He's like, don't say you're working.
Because of visa stuff?
Yeah, because it's a different visa. So I was like, they gave them all kind of trouble, brought them into a side room and like quizzed them because he had all the stuff for like work.
Yeah.
Like all the travel packs and everything. Yeah. I just came by myself.
I don't know why in my head I just thought Mounties would be interviewing them and they'd still be on horses even though they're inside.
They're like, why are you guys on horses? Yeah. They're like, are you going to a farm? They're like, well, I'm not, but now what's on these farms?
What's going on?
Yeah. But then I just told them I was going to the Morgan Wallen concert.
Nice.
And they go,
come on in.
Come on.
So are we.
Oh, like, yeah. So are we. We're going back to Winnipeg, Edmonton, and Calgary. Then we're rounding out November in Reading. It's got to be Reading.
Yeah, for sure. Reading.
York, Pennsylvania, sold out. A childhood Christmas home. Norfolk, Virginia. Richmond, Virginia. Abilene, Texas. Four shows in Phoenix, Arizona, December 1st to 3rd weekend. San Antonio, Texas. They got big girls down there, according to Charles Barkley. According to Charles Barkley, it's not my take.
Yes, you're right.
Austin, Texas, Beaumont, Texas, and Baton Rouge. Rounding it out, baby. This week's episode brought to you by Manscaped.
It sure is, John.
Dude, you know what? Manscaped. They've really been our people.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And
we got a new copy here.
Oh, do you?
This is important.
I'm not reading that.
You gotta.
Okay. Who has, I'll give it a shot.
Run it.
We're brought to you today by Manscaped, who has taken a step up from Balloween to bring you your face the cleanest shave it's ever seen.
There you go.
Balloween. Yes, Ryan.
There it is.
Nice, dude. A nice cut. So for this season, no need to toil and trouble. Manscaped, all new handyman, is the best way to get rid of that stubble. Mm. It may be spooky season, but you don't want to scare people with a scraggly beard. You're right. Mm. Give them something to look at with Manscaped's handyman. I'm going to need this, bro.
Yeah.
Are you tired of bad razor making your neck look like a scary movie?
Ugh.
Nice. With the handyman skin-safe technology to help reduce nicks, cuts, and you can finally feel confident when going to that close shave, baby. That's right. Halloween costumes may take effort, but beard grooming doesn't. When you get 20 different beard lengths in just one guard, baby, get 20% off and free shipping with code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code NETPOSITIVE or hit the link in the episode description below. I was out this weekend on the road and I forgot mine and I didn't shave before I left.
Tough.
I always like to be clean for the show. Mm-hmm. And I sent, this is going to sound some kind of way, but there's like a runner is what you call.
Yep.
We're in the tour bus, right? So we can't go anywhere. So if I want to go play golf, someone needs to go to CVS, the runner will take you. Mm-hmm. That's what their job is for the day.
Yep.
So I had the runner go to Walmart and get like a beard shaver.
Nice.
And it was a disaster.
Yeah.
It was a disaster, dude. It cut my neck all up. This is a shout out to Manscaped because they, I mean, this thing was horrific.
It's one of those, like, you don't know what you got till it's gone type things. So, like, once you lose your Manscaped tools, all of a sudden,
I go, just give me like a beard trimmer with the adjustments and I can shave here and then my shave my neck and then trim this. And it was just, it was a disaster.
No, it's bad.
I'm all cut up everywhere.
It's bad out there.
Bad out there on these streets. We just got back from Greensboro. Oh, country of the week, dude.
Yeah.
Let's country of the week. Andrew, you ready? And we're, Let me also say we are charting high in this country.
Okay.
We are in the 31st comedy podcast. That's big.
That is big.
That's big. The 31st comedy podcast in Nicaragua.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And I use the accent too. That's how confident I am. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Andrew?
I don't know anything about Nicaragua. My neighbor growing up was from Nicaragua.
All right.
My sister went there on a missions trip.
Okay. Not a good advertisement.
They speak Spanish.
Yeah, they speak Spanish.
And I'm pretty sure it's really pretty there, right?
Oh, yeah. They got volcanoes and stuff.
You started this by saying you don't know much about it. Yeah. And you've said more things about Nicaragua than any other country we've ever charted.
Yeah. Sure. Everything he's like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know facts about them, but I have some experience with it.
I know Nicaragua. Yeah, I think it's one of the poorest countries in the South America.
Do you think that the countries
beautiful though?
Do you think the countries in South America who don't have claims to fame, like Colombia with cocaine?
Yeah, Colombia's got cocaine. Brazil's got the waxing.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. I'm just kidding.
They got the waxing. Do you think they feel left out if they don't have like one of those things?
Yeah. What is our thing? Do we
just
have like one?
Burgers and dogs.
Just being bullies to everybody. Yeah,
and just getting in people's business.
Taylor Swift. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Actually, this is a true story. I was in Canada 2 weeks ago and we were just ragging on Canada. And they were kind of like, I go, and the guy came to the meet and greet and I was doing all the stuff about Canada. He's like, egos aside, secret, and all Canadians are going to be rioting when they hear this. And I don't know if he gave away your secret or not, but he goes, yeah, they look at America like we're a disaster, right? All these celebrities and all this, everybody's overweight and everybody's, this country, to other people, is a nightmare. But he goes, secretly, though, we want to be y'all.
Yeah.
That's what he said, dude. A Canadian said that to me.
Hey, we know.
He goes, hey, but secretly, like we like, oh, the U.S., we're like, secretly, we want to like be in that club.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, who wouldn't?
I go, he's like, oh, it's terrible. I go, come on down here for vacation. Get yourself on a water slide, go to Gatlinburg, get a funnel cake, and you're like, nah, this ain't bad.
Yeah, dude.
Nah, this ain't bad.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
Nah, this place ain't
bad. We know
bad.
The score. Yeah, we let them talk, but like we all know you want to be us.
Scoreboard.
Yeah.
Nah, we love Nicaragua. Your sister been down there, Kathleen. Oh, Kathleen's in the studio.
Yep.
Shout out. The one that puts, if you've ever seen a clip, it's from Kathleen. Is it or no?
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kathleen be editing the clips.
Every one of them.
And she's in the studio, but she doesn't live here in town. She's only here with us every once in a while. She in town. I just got back from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yep.
There was right outside of my hotel, there was the Pride Parade.
Okay.
Was there all day. Why are you laughing at that, Andrew?
I'm just imagining you in your hotel room looking out your window and there's a pride parade how you would react.
No, it's just cool to see all those people that are also celebrating God's promise not to flood the earth. You know, we're all in there together. No, we went, it was funny because the Wrangler store, I wanted to go to the Wrangler store.
Yeah.
And it's down. Why are you laughing at that?
It's the exact opposite of a pride parade.
Yeah, definitely the opposite.
Yeah.
So me and Derek.
You couldn't ask anyone at the parade for directions to the Wrangler store.
We don't know. No. Yeah, we're boycotting it actually. Yeah. I wanted to go and it's down the street of the pride parade. Like it's my hotel's here. It's four blocks down the main street and the Wranglers. I have to go. So I was like walking. Me and Derek were walking on the sidewalk. I was like, all right, if I'm on the sidewalk, I'm not like in the parade.
Mm-hmm.
But then the sidewalk was congested. I was like, well, let's just walk in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just walked in the street.
Mm-hmm.
But then was I in it?
Yeah.
I think I was. I think I was in it.
Dude. Yeah, John, this sounds like you were walking in Greensboro.
I was like, Derek, this doesn't really help our cause because we also got some like shaved ice down there. And they were like we had a nice
day. Just two dudes.
Yeah, we had a nice day.
Walking with some shaved ice.
Did some shopping.
Yeah.
No, it's not. We're not a part of this. Yeah. We're not a part of this.
You're in a Denver Nuggets shirt that has the rainbow on it.
What? I'm a Nuggets fan. I like Skittles. Yeah. So what? Yeah. No. No, it was.
John Crist photographed walking in Pride Parade at Greensboro.
No, hold on. Yeah. Well, the funny thing, I always say this. So there was like a concert or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like a, it was like a drag concert.
Yeah.
And it was like dudes dressed up as women dancing to like Nicki Minaj songs.
Yeah.
And you know the people in the gay community that I like?
Which ones?
It's the same people in the Christian community that I like. They're like, I'm Christian, but like, this ain't it. Okay. That you can be critical of your own group.
Yeah.
Like, I would like the gay guy that goes, man, I'm like proud to be, but like, this is not good. This art is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like as a Christian sometimes that I like, or even like as a, I'm trying to think of like, even I'm a resident of Nashville or I'm a Hawks fan or I'm a Falcons, like you to be critical of your own group, but it feels like you can't because they were all like cheering for that. Cause it's more like support of the movement.
Yeah. You like self-awareness. That's what you're looking for. Like, be self-aware about yourself, about your cause, all of that.
If you're a Democrat or you're a Republican, like, dude, I'm a hardcore Democrat. That being said, I think we missed the mark.
Sure.
Or, you know, when the Muslim community didn't, like, criticize 9/11. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why? Shouldn't y'all be like, hey, we're proud Muslims, but, like, this is not, we don't condone this.
Yeah.
And there is, like, a little bit, like, when something shameful does happen to the Christian community, I probably downplay it.
Yeah.
I think so. When we do something that's not, you just go, we'll skip that.
I think initially, like I'll speak for myself. I initially get that like protective.
Yeah.
Like, I got to protect this. And then it's like, but if I look at it.
And this is also anything that you like.
For sure.
This is anything you like. Yeah. You're like, hey, somebody's coming against the thing. And you go, but then maybe privately you could be like,
yeah,
like I would imagine some gay guys like watching that. And it was like, it was like somebody was playing it like off an iPhone, like playing like. It was very, very not good.
The parade?
The art of the dancing with the track.
Somebody just had the aux and they were just like.
Yes. And it was like.
Nice.
But you can't really, as a part of that movement, you can't really be like, this is terrible. But I'm like, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the things in like Christianity are like, dude, I love Jesus, but like this music is not good.
Yeah.
Or like, you know?
Yes.
Or a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You just want to kind of, when it's your thing. You just kind of want to downplay.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's important to be able to poke holes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
we're messing up on this.
Yeah. Like, I wish, like, if anybody.
Like, hey, Hail Song, cut it out.
Yeah. Hey.
Let's cut that out. You know,
hey,
stop doing that.
Hey, I love you.
Yeah.
God loves you.
Yeah. Hey, Catholic Church.
Stop doing that.
Stop.
Yeah. I never come out strongly against that. I'm not Catholic, but like, that's part of I'm on that team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just kind of like when stuff like that happens, or like you just go, and then you just want to kind of. But when the other side does something, you go, get up,
right?
Yeah, that's the human plight, bro.
You gotta sit in the middle and just throw stones at everybody. That's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. Yeah, I'm offended at anything.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Speaking of, I feel like a lot of people throwing stones at us, dude.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
Yeah, notifications have been tough.
Yeah, no, they have. I've had worse.
Yeah.
Let me just say that.
Fair enough.
We're talking about the tipping.
The tipping clip.
We have been, me and Alex and Andrew have been just getting raked for, is it a week or two?
It's been 2 weeks. Yeah.
It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah. Also Kathleen, because she's getting all the net positive notifications.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. And it's our biggest clip ever.
Yeah.
Our biggest clip ever shared, commented on. It's the tipping. And I wish we could kind of put it into context because we've been talking about this for a year.
Yeah.
Not a year, probably. Probably
a year. I think the first time we talked about turning the iPad around was a year ago.
Yes. And we every now and then people get so mad at it and we just, and like, yeah, everybody has such strong opinions on the tipping.
Yeah.
Such strong opinions.
And it's wild to me to see the arguments happening in comments.
Yeah.
Because there's only a few that people are
There's only three main arguments.
Yeah. What were some of the ones that you, like, would you see?
The one main one I saw, and I could, by the way, refute all the arguments in 1 second.
Yeah.
Is that if you don't have the money to tip, don't go out.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one.
It's the dumbest one too, because immediately you could scale it up and be like, okay, so you're saying if you don't have money, you don't get to participate in things.
Yeah. The most exclusive thing, like you're taking the side of the waiters and waitresses, but like there's also wait staff.
Mm-hmm.
There's also bus boys. There's also cooks.
Yep.
There's also, nobody would say, come to Vegas. Vegas as a whole, nobody would say, if you can't afford a tip, don't come.
Right.
Nobody would say that.
No.
No restaurant owner, no business owner, no anybody that does anything would say that.
Yeah.
And then you go, all right, so if that's true, then let's bump it up to 30.
Yep.
Let's bump it up to 40. When are you getting off this ride?
Right.
All right. See ya.
Yeah.
See ya on that argument.
The other one that I saw was like, well, if we're not going to accept tips, then we have to raise the price of the meal.
Okay.
Which is like, because we're expected to tip.
Yeah.
And it's an expectation, not something that we're going to like do sometimes.
Yeah.
The price of the meal is already that high.
Yeah.
So
that should be baked into
that. So, okay, do it. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm already paying that much anyways.
Yeah. Or then, and then you could say, like, if they said, if Waffle House, let's not use Waffle House. Let's use Waffle House.
Sure.
They said, hey, on the door, hey, 25% added to every check. Mm-hmm. All right, now we can decide if we want to go or not.
Yep.
And if you want to make that move, do it. And then we'll maybe go somewhere else.
Yep.
Or maybe I think what people are most mad at, and like, dude, you should be, anybody that's a waiter or waitress that was in there, by the way, should be furious at the juice bar for putting it on the iPad. Mm-hmm. They should be furious at the everywhere else that you go in a convenience store. You should be mad at them.
Yes.
Because they're taking the tips from you, not us.
Yes.
We've been supporting. I'm trying to think, it's like, it's not really, but you know how like every guy's like, dude, I'm putting these strippers through college.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, dude, that's a bad example. Kathleen's like, okay, you know how the guys, I've never been to a strip club before. They were like, hey, we were supporting these women. Yeah. We're putting them through college, which is like always a funny justification. You're not, but that we've been riding with the service.
We're down with it.
We've been riding before with the service industry since I was born.
Yeah. The only reason why you're walking in the gay pride parade this weekend is because you thought you had already solved the waiter waitress stuff.
I was like, where are we going
moved on to your next cause, down. But sounds like you got to come back to this cause, man. We're not done here.
Yeah, we got work. More work to be done. Yeah, I wonder how much you could like line up how much I've tipped in my life.
I love counter stuff like that. Like how many blinks? How many breaths?
Oh yeah,
I love that idea. Like so what's the full amount of dollars that I've tipped over my entire life?
Your whole life. You're going to get the receipts in heaven or something like
It's a lot.
Oh, dude. The other one that was insane was like, all right, you're not going to tip? Everyone's going to spit in your food. that's it. Wait. What?
Wait, that said, we tip. Let's be very clear.
Yes.
Please don't spit in my food.
Oh, wait, I tip the people that tip. the people that you're supposed to tip. I tip them. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So the idea, I'm thinking at the coffee place that I go to, right down the street from my house, the girl's not making it. Mm-hmm. The girl that's serving me at the register is not making it. There's a guy back in like the cook place making it. Mm-hmm. And then he puts it out on the thing. She grabs it. So who's this going to? The cook? Who's spitting in the food? Is the waitress when she gets it? You must be talking about a future visit. Because she doesn't know how much you're going to tip then.
Yeah.
You're talking about a return visit. They remember that you didn't tip and are going to now spit in your food for the last time.
Right. Yeah, you just can't go back is what that is, I guess.
I do tip higher at places that I frequent.
Mm-hmm.
Because
of course.
You're like, I'm going to be around here.
Yeah.
The tip is like, so then you're like, oh, so you're taking the side of the people that are spitting in people's food? You're pro that? That's like,
that's the cause that you're standing up for?
That's the cause you're standing up for?
Okay. Huh. I mean, I guess.
All right. I mean, it's a strange take. And then the people calling us poor. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, nice.
Yep. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sick burn.
Hey, you're right.
Sick burn, dude.
You're right, dude. You got us.
Yeah.
Dang, slam.
Oh, dude, he got slam. Us. Dude, just tell you little whatever they were calling us. Yeah, I like the name calling. I don't look up the I think this is a myth, not a myth, but like what's a story that's like a made up story? Like a myth maybe.
Yeah,
look up Bill Gates tipping meme, and I think this is made up, but it is it's I think relevant. There it is. The second there is all of those right there. Yeah, read one of them. Just read it.
This one?
Yeah.
After eating, Bill Gates gave $5 to the waiter as a tip. The waiter had a strange feeling on his face after the tip. Gates realized and asked, what happened? The waiter said, I'm just amazed because on the same table, your son gave a tip of $500 and you, his father, the richest man in the world, only gave $5. Gates smiled and replied with meaningful words. He's the son of a billionaire. I'm the son of a farmer. Meaning
he were you, like... don't go out because you're like just spend money however you want. It's like the way to like earn money and have money is to be conscientious with money.
Yeah.
Like, just throw the idea.
He knows the value of a dollar.
Yeah. The idea of you just tipping however you want to whoever you want, no matter what the tip fee is, yep, is how you are poor.
That's how you don't stay a billionaire.
Yeah. Going out and like tip, it's like a guy that like makes it rain. Mm-hmm. You're like, there is a little bit of that. You do feel a little bit of power in tipping.
Yeah.
A little bit of a flex, a little bit of a like,
Isn't that what everyone in those comments is doing?
Yeah.
It's the same thing by saying that you should tip. I tip. It's the same thing. They're just being like, I tip because
it's a little bit of a tire pump. Yeah. Maybe you don't care about that waitress. You care about you. Mm-hmm. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
You care about how you look.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel good. Mm-hmm. I tipped. I feel like this, you know, that story in the Bible where like, if you don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Yes.
So if you like are very, very generous and then you brag about it, then your good deed doesn't count in heaven.
Right.
So I'm not going to say how much I tipped this weekend.
Which is kind of like saying how much you tipped this weekend.
Dang it, dude. Yeah. It's like saying you tipped a lot.
Yeah. I went out this weekend and I tipped, but I'm not going to tell you
how much. I'm not going to tell you how much because like it's obviously, I did kind of just do it. Let's get to the real news, though.
Yeah. The important things.
Yeah. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Who we've also, by the way, been getting hammered for.
Yeah.
Dude, why are we getting crushed on this podcast?
I don't know, because every take we've had over the last couple of weeks about it has then been regurgitated by somebody else.
But that's true. I go, I've sent you, we have a net positive group chat. And every time a lot of people, like I sent that, some people had a gift for us on the road.
Yeah.
And then I sent it, put it in the group chat. Yeah, somebody sent us a Red Bull with an orange peel, which was your wife's
idea. A full orange.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's how they serve them in Albania.
Yeah. Shout out to, by the way, in Myrtle Beach, there was a girl named Kristen who listens to the podcast.
What's up, Kristen?
And she's drives for a living.
Nice.
I don't know what she does. Drive maybe Amazon or something like that.
Sure.
She's waiting outside the tour bus. And then her husband, Corey, who was also, it's funny because they're going to listen to this. He was in the car on the other side of the parking lot. He's like, babe, I know you probably like, I'm not waiting outside of the tour bus.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll be in the car. I mean, this is probably an hour after the show or more.
Yeah.
He goes, I can't ride with you that hard. I support you. I love you. Yeah. I'm going to be in the car. And then I came out and she was like, what's up? We're big fans. Corey's over there in the car. And I was like, what up, dude? He's like, yeah, sorry, bro. I was like, oh, man. He was the man. But shout out to Kristen and Corey at Myrtle Beach.
Love it, yo.
But like we said, we've been saying stuff on the pod and then I hear it from other people. Yeah. I said that.
Yep.
Yeah, I said that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said that. And the same thing about tipping. My Taylor Swift thought was very true. Mm-hmm. Everyone else that kind of had the same one. I heard the exact same take.
JJ Watt said the exact same thing as
you. The exact same thing. Yeah. And now here we are again. She's back at the game. Is she off tour?
She must be. Is she done, Kathleen? Yeah. She's on a break.
Was that sexist that we all looked at Kathleen?
Wait, I think she was.
Definitely.
Hey, yeah. Like, hey, you know. We don't know.
She's got her finger on the pulse.
Yeah, we don't know what Taylor Swift is doing.
All right. Anyways.
Okay, so you know how.
She was at the Chiefs game again.
And this is the second Bible reference. And somebody emailed, actually. They said you should be more confident in your Bible references.
Yeah.
They were like, dude, if you want to. It was somebody we were interviewing. And that wasn't a believer or something. I was like feeling bad about like referencing the Bible. They're like, you should be proud. But this is my second Bible reference in this show already.
We've had equal amount of strip club references, but anyways, keep going.
Yeah, that's a good
point, dude. So they cancel out. Yeah. We're net neutral right now.
Net neutral.
Yeah.
Okay. You know the story of David?
Yes.
All right. He was supposed to be at war. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be out working and then he was off war. I don't think off war. There's like off. And then he got into trouble.
Yeah.
He kind of got sideways. That's what's going on here. Taylor needs to be work.
Needs to get back to work.
Dude, you're like, hey, idle hands. You know, what's that saying?
Yeah. Idle hands are
the devil's playground. Yeah. She's like, hey, I'm off for like everybody knows how hard that girl works. Mm-hmm. Like going out for like 2 weeks and she does a 3.5 hour show every night.
Yeah.
So when you're off work, You're like, dude, we got to get into something.
You're saying she's just got too much free time on her hands right now.
She's like, dude, you want to run it back? I don't know. Let's go to the game again. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I get it, dude.
She brought a crew this week.
Oh, a full squad.
I mean, the names that were in the room.
They were, everybody was there.
Insane.
Well, tell me what your thought was.
Well,
I like yours better than mine.
All right. So my theory on the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift relationship is that they're basically just playing out high school musical in real life.
Dang.
So Taylor Swift's whole story growing up is like, I'm the not popular girl. Mm-hmm. I'm not like, I don't jump off
she
the page
wears
with attractiveness
skirts,
immediately.
In
yeah,
the
like,
bleach, all that
so
too.
Like, she's kind of,
I butchered those lines.
She goes unnoticed, basically.
Yeah,
she could never date a jock.
Mm-mm. But, captain of the football. She has songs about this. Mm-hmm.
But dang, now all of a sudden, she's dating the jock. She got his attention somehow. He made a cute little like bracelet move on her that she liked.
And this is not,
she's getting the attention from him. So now she's dating the jock. And now she's up in the booth. And now all of a sudden she's in with the mean girl crowd. And they're all in their booth going, you can't sit with us. We're with the cool kids now. And so she's completely switched over. The whole thing is High School Musical.
She brought all her
and mean girls,
friends.
Hybrids.
Yeah. And now his stock's being raised. And now like Patrick Mahomes is like she doesn't have time to meet him. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm the guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy in this stadium. And they're like,
you can't sit with us.
Dang, dude. I didn't think about that.
It's just her and her theater kid friends. Just
being excluded.
Now they're
from
in
that
with
group.
The jock crowd.
Now, if like, instead of like, we're going to start our own, we're going to go start our own, get popular, come back. And now we're going to do ours and then take yours also.
Yeah.
Dang. Odds we're going to hear this take on the internet. You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Dang. My thought was, I saw everything about it, is like, why is she going through a metal detector?
What?
They put her through the metal detector. Like when you go into hey, she took off her jacket and like put her keys in the thing.
Yeah.
I go, let them go around it.
You don't think Taylor Swift keeps that thing on her?
A gun? No, dude. Does Taylor Swift have a gun?
You don't think she stays strapped, dude? Mm,
she could. You know what? You know what? I don't think so. I would imagine people on her team. But like her and like Ben Affleck. Who was there? Ben Affleck or something?
Ryan Reynolds. Blake Lively.
Yeah. Right. They had to go through, like, they get out of the car. There's 1,000 people there. And then they go through the under thing and go up to the, like, she had to take her jacket off and her keys and like put it in the little, like an average person.
She's just like us.
Maybe she did it as a way to relate.
Mm-hmm. It's her apology video.
Dang, dude. She's a step ahead of us, bro.
She's playing chess, dude.
Dang, she's playing chess. All right. So I'm saying if it's like a Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, where are these two never, I'm just, all right. You know how all, like in her show, like all the people that follow her are like, what she meant was at 3:64, she said River, and River is the title of her next album that's going to be played by it was symbolism to like the shout out to the next show that like, she's like,
yeah.
Now I think the fans are dumb.
Yeah.
I think the fans are dumb.
Yeah.
Swifties are dumb.
Yeah.
And I'll say that I love Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love everything about Taylor Swift. We are with.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
I think she's awesome.
Swifties
awesome.
Are dumb.
Yeah.
And I don't care about them coming after me either.
Taylor Swift is the QAnon for white teenagers.
Dang, dude. Think about it.
They're all decoding every message. They're all diving into and looking way too far into whatever she says or whatever she sings or whatever she posts. It's QAnon.
It's like somebody who tries to break down like the lyrics of a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. And they were like, dude, we were high.
Yeah. They're like, dude, we were tripping our faces off.
We were on mushrooms, dude. We don't know what it means. Yeah. They're like, what it means is Californication is six syllables and six counties away from Los Angeles is San Bernardino. And that's where they're like, dude, they're like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We were on psilocybin when we, I don't even know what that is, but we were out of our minds when we wrote that, and we wrote three songs that we cared about, and they were like, well, let's just throw this one together. And that's the hit. And we don't know why.
Yeah.
QAnon for white girls is awesome.
That's what
it
is, dude.
It really somebody's like, oh, like I have like, when I wrote my book, there was like a couple like references that if you were like super, super, super in that you like knew about. And I capitalized some words in some sentences that Ooh. That wouldn't, but it, the people that got the joke, it really was for like a handful of people.
Cool.
That I was that like, and sometimes in my show or in my videos, I throw back to like a video from 3 years ago. It's like a, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the, that'd be the extent of it. That the idea that all this stuff is like Taylor Swift is just like a, likes to hang out. And that was a pretty cool storyline. She got to go back to the game.
Yeah.
And it's like a publicity stunt or whatever you did. All right. I'm good with Taylor. Good for Taylor. I support Taylor Swift. I think, but everybody's defending. If you go after Taylor Swift, the Swifties come after you.
This is where we opened. Where when you were talking about like, you like self-awareness. Like yes. you have to be able to be part of a community, but also criticize whatever that is. Yes. Like this is that.
I've seen.
Swifties can't do that is what you're saying.
No, they can't. No. And what we're, they have no argument against this because mm-hmm. we're saying I think what Taylor Swift is doing is awesome. And good for her. She's allowed to, whether it's a publicity stunt. I said last week, good, do it.
Yeah.
Great. You love it. We're trying to sell tickets. We're trying to be in the narrative of pop culture. Awesome. The Swifties are terrible. And you have no comeback to that.
Can you be a self-aware Swiftie? Can that exist? Is that you?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, are you a self-aware Swiftie?
Wait, dude, am I?
You support her. That's the main criteria.
I
like
Taylor. And I was out of town, but I would have gone to the show.
Yep.
I would have gone to the show.
Yeah.
I see the stuff about the show. I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I like that Taylor Swift is like bigger than like, I haven't seen this in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Maybe Justin Bieber
yep.
when I was in college. Maybe Michael Jackson when I was, no. Nobody. Not like this.
Yeah.
I like it. But waiting outside of a restaurant for her. What? Waiting outside of her box. Like to, what?
Yeah.
Bro, what? But I I'm with it. I think she lives here.
By being self-aware, does it disqualify you from being a Swiftie?
Yes.
Everybody in the room just says yes.
Oh, all right. Well, Lydia.
So that's a prereq.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No self-awareness
yeah.
and must support Taylor in all things yeah. always.
No, yeah.
That's it. Those
blind
are the two
allegiance.
Criteria.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Blind allegiance to the pride parade or the Republican or Democrat or yeah. Christian or Islam or the city of Nashville or blind allegiance to anything is a wrap. It is.
Yes, it is.
I like the Hawks. I like the Falcons. I like the Braves, but you can also be, you know, don't criticize. Like that was when I first started doing stand-up, everybody was like, is this guy like, is he like as a Christian, is he allowed to, he's critiquing our subculture from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he is that. Also, he's saying the pastor that has a prayer cloth that you have to pay $30 for it will get you healed. I'm going, yeah, but I'm with it, but mm-hmm. I'm on the team, but that's what I'm saying here.
Yeah, yeah.
But you might disqualify me. The Swifties are going to come after you. I am one.
You're right, right.
I mean, the defense of like, hey, because we like Trey made that joke about how that Travis like making fun of Travis Kelce how he talks.
Yeah,
and they were like, just the blind defense of Travis Kelce. He's like, dude, I don't care.
Yeah,
all right. He's like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of people have defended me or not defended me on things that they are like, dude, you have no idea.
Can you name a more annoying group in the country than Swifties?
Let's see. Well, all right. We don't want to be hypocritical of ourselves.
What are the worst fan bases? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Worst fan bases. They are the number one worst fan base.
You go to like what sports fan bases are like a nightmare. Mm-hmm. It's like a nightmare to go play there.
Yep.
Because the Raiders.
They yell at you. They throw batteries on the field. Like all
I would
that.
I'd throw the Boston Red Sox in there.
The Red Sox. Nobody wants to play there. Whenever their Boston's fans show fan up, you're like, ah, freaking all these guys. It's like Happy Gilmore.
Mm.
It was like the golf was like this sacred game and he came in, all these people that were drunk and tailgating. You're like, freaking these people. Mm-hmm. These people. Yeah. Yeah. When I was at Bridgestone, we love him, but Jelly Roll,
mm-hmm.
they were like, we can't have this guy back here. This fan base was unruly.
They're wild.
They were just like peeing in the concourse, fighting each other. No, that's real. I heard that from the security guards.
Oh my God.
Like people were just like fighting each other. Yeah. Like you're like, all right, I'm not going to name names, but there's comics like that.
Yeah.
That zanies, when that comic comes in for the weekend, people are calling out.
Dang. Because
they don't want to deal with their fan base.
Wow.
Because they're just, they expect things. They're entitled. They're ordering things. They're like, I don't like this seat. They go, we're calling out.
Dang.
Now, Taylor Swift fan. Now, I would say Taylor Swift fans, well, I was going to say in real life are pretty supportive and cool, because they're going at her stuff. They're going to her house. Going to her house and like standing outside of her place and like going outside of restaurants. So she has to come in and out in a popcorn bag. What do you?
I mean, dude.
That's you. That's y'all's fault. Hey, Swifties, that's on y'all. Mm-hmm. If she has to go in and out of a football game in a popcorn bag, that's your fault.
It's like that. It's like that Leave Britney Alone video.
Yeah.
Leave Taylor alone.
Yeah, let her. Yeah, if you are a Swiftie and you care about Taylor Swift and you love Taylor Swift, back away from the box.
Literally, and you would get to see her more if you guys would all just chill out. She would like go do more stuff if she wasn't going to get mobbed.
What is the Swiftie's defense to that? I would like to know. The floor is yours.
Yeah. You force Taylor into hiding.
You make Taylor Swift come in and out of stuff in boxes. I heard that she could left her house in a UPS box one time. So she could go on vacation. So people wouldn't know where she's at.
That's crazy.
What dude. Do you have to say to that?
Yeah, it sounds like harassment.
Yeah. We love her. Yeah. I understand that. So do I. I think she's great. Let her walk into the box, not in a popcorn machine.
I think we can close this chapter.
Yeah, we
can. Drop the timestamp.
I like
We're
Taylor
on to the
Swift,
next topic.
Though. I like Taylor
we
Swift.
We love her.
Yeah, we love Taylor Swift. Good for her.
I would genuinely like to hear from Swifties in a productive, constructive, conversational way.
It's not going
to
happen. But yeah. But Lydia sends me all these, like, Lydia is a Swiftie.
Yeah.
But I am too.
Is she, though? Is she self-aware?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, she can't
be.
Yeah,
because she goes.
She can't be a Swiftie, though.
Oh, yeah, she's out.
Yeah.
See? If you're self-aware, you're not a Swiftie.
You're out.
You can be a Taylor Swift fan. A Swiftie mm-hmm. is like a,
we are fans of Taylor Swift.
Everything she does.
We are not
She
Swifties.
Can do no wrong.
We can't be.
If somebody says it's a publicity stunt, you're not a Swiftie.
No, definitely
you're out.
Not. You're out.
Yeah. They love each other. Mm-hmm. Don't say.
By the way, I hope they do. How sick would it be if after all of this, they got married and just like had kids and lived like the happiest of lives for the next 35 years?
All right.
Like,
what will we do?
Eat my words.
I will.
And say, that's awesome. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
I will issue a public apology.
Great.
If Taylor
from your
Swift
with no makeup,
with no makeup on,
and 35 PR
with
people,
a wooden wall behind me, yeah. I'm just like, you guys, I'm average. Drew Barrymore, listen, guys, I'm ugly, just like y'all. You know when I go on the red carpets and have a glam and have 35 people doing my makeup on television? Well, when I'm look at me, I'm poor. I'm wearing a sweatshirt. I'm wearing a sweatshirt with a mustard stain on it. I'm just like y'all, average. This is what y'all look like. Trash. Right? That's so disrespectful. When somebody does next time apology, I want to see full makeup. I want to see in the studio. I want to see a production crew, camera crew on a red carpet.
Yeah.
That's where I want to see apologies.
Yeah.
Issue an apology.
CGI, pyrotechnics, everything.
Yeah. I want to see a script. I want to see read. I want to see memorized lines.
Just like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Explosion.
I would respect it. Oh, yeah. That's freaking hilarious, dude. No, if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce get married, and they also have to have children.
Okay.
I will issue a public apology. But I'm not even against it. Mm-hmm. Am I?
I don't know. You're saying it's a publicity stunt. Do you want it to be? Or do you just think it is? Those are, I think, different
things. No, it is. I want it to be? No.
Okay.
I want it to be real.
You believe in true love.
That's yes, what, yeah. Of course, yeah. Dude.
Okay.
She should be able to deserve. She deserves to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course, dude. Yeah. I'll issue a public apology.
Okay.
And I'll donate $5,000.
Okay.
To what's a fund that promotes relationships?
I don't know. I'm sure both of them have charities lined up.
I'll donate $5,000 to, I can't donate to like
Tinder.
He's back, dude. I'll donate $5,000 to Tinder, dude. What's something? I'll donate $5,000 to the charity of our choosing.
Okay, of our choosing.
No. Yeah. Swifties unite. Yeah. How about this? I will, we'll put a, we have fans on this podcast. I will donate, I'll buy $5,000 worth of tickets to a Taylor Swift and or Chiefs game.
Okay.
$2,500 to each, and people will, on this podcast will write in.
What do you mean $2,500 to each?
A Chiefs ticket. Well, he probably won't be playing at that time.
Right.
He's probably out of the league in a year or two, three, four.
How about merch? You want to do merch?
No, because I want to give it to people that want to go.
Oh, okay.
So I want to give it to fans that want to go to a Taylor Swift concert. That seems fair.
Yeah.
I'll buy $5,000 worth of tickets to Taylor Swift concert.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
If they get married and have a child.
Do you want to say it all together so we can have a nice clean?
All right. My official statement on the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift saga is I have been critical that I'm looking right into the camera right now. Mm-hmm. I've been critical that it is a publicity stunt. But I've been known to have takes that are inaccurate. If Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce get married, I feel like I'm Bill Clinton looking into the, if Taylor Swift.
There it is.
I'll do, what's Trump do?
Yeah. Yeah. Hold the thumb.
Yeah. If Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce get married and have a child, I'm going to need to see a DNA test. No, I don't. I trust them because Taylor will be pregnant. I will donate $5,000 worth of tickets to a Taylor Swift concert to Taylor Swift fans.
Amazing.
Man of my word.
Amazing. Only time will tell.
Yeah. And we've been right about a lot of things on this podcast.
That's going to be crazy if that one comes through.
And if it does, no, I'm not saying it's going to. I'm saying I'm going to pay if it does.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's going to be crazy if it does happen.
Oh, yeah. Is anyone going to pay me $5,000 or doesn't?
No,
they won't. Nah. No, they won't. Sure won't. Oh, man. This week's episode, they were like, hey, did we really pay you to advertise for talk about Taylor Swift for 30 minutes? Cognitive Switch, baby, by Juve Labs. Got to be Juve Labs.
Juve Labs.
Don't you love that feeling when you're in the zone on a roll and going above and beyond everything you wanted to get done in your day?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's why I've been loving this new science-backed product called Cognitive Switch that gives me focus and concentration boost whenever I need it. Oh, yeah, baby. Cognitive Switch is a newly launched ketone ester drink.
Ester.
I'm going to go ketone ester drink developed by scientists at the healthy aging company, Youvenescence. Bring me to life. dang it, Andrew freaking misses that every time.
It's still funny.
Yeah. It's a formula that wake me up. That's better. Gives you the formula building blocks to create your own ketones, which are efficient fuel for your brain that gives you the boost in focus, concentration, and even sustained energy without the crash. Oh, yeah. Cognitive Switch just launched. I got the box, baby.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I got the box. For a limited time, our listeners can enjoy this special offer. Visit juvelabs.com/netpositive. That's juvelabs.com/netpositive. Or hit the link in the episode description below. Get 20% off your order. Don't miss this opportunity to start your journey towards enhanced mental performance. That's us on this pod today.
Big time.
I mean, enhanced mental performance.
Super enhanced.
I don't know what else you want to call it. Unlock your brain's potential and experience by the power of Cognitive Switch. Ooh la la la. You know what that is?
Nope. Wait, why do I know that?
Switch. Turn it over and
that's
switch.
Will Smith. Yeah.
Yeah come dude. On, dude. It's a Will Smith song. Yeah. Is it?
He could use some Cognitive Switch for his mental,
Smith
I think.
It's a Will Smith song. Hey, shout out, by the way. I'm rocking this Ryan Blaney hat.
Nice.
The 12 hat, which I wore many times before. Won Talladega yesterday.
Ooh.
Shout out to our guy, Ryan Blaney, winner of Talladega. An unbelievable race. I didn't get to go, but I watched it.
Huge.
Also sponsoring this product or sponsoring this podcast, Blue Land. Hmm. Did you know that estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? That's one per person.
Almost.
How many people are on the earth? Seven.
Seven, I think. Yeah,
pretty close.
Yeah.
I'm way over the average.
Yeah.
I got to be it. I wonder how many I throw away at.
You've
plastic
done way more
cleaning
than one.
Yeah. And a year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm somebody's throwing away none. A lot of people are throwing away none so I can throw away 10.
Right.
Shoot. Right. You know, that's why we have this.
They walk so you could run.
Oh, yeah. And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water. That is true. Which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia.
Yuck.
That's a lose-lose, not a net positive. I threw that in myself. Thank you very much. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastics by reinventing, cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet. Just fill your bottles with water.
That's pretty cool how this works. Drop in the tablets and wait for them to dissolve. And you'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies for your grocery run. I have a 3-story house. Mm-hmm. And so when I buy something, when I get like a case of water, mm-hmm. I go, dang it.
Yeah.
I got to get this thing in. First of all, get it off the shelf, into the cart, in the cart, pay for it, back into the cart, into the house, up the steps. I'm like, dude.
Yeah. Water's low key one of the heaviest things ever.
High key.
Yeah.
Regular key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normal key.
Yeah.
Really heavy.
Whatever the key is, water is.
In the heavy. Key of water.
Yeah. From, oh yeah, right now, try Blue Land's new limited edition hand soap kit and the scents inspired by national parks, baby, and our share goal of leaving no trace, featuring Joshua Tree, Zion, Sequoia, and Glacier scents. That sounds healthy. Blue Land is a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 50% off your first order by going to blueland.com/net positive. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/net positive for 15% off. Or hit the link in the episode description. Let's go, baby. Blue Land, welcome aboard. Way different than Blue Chew.
Way different.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Totally different.
I was like, dang, how'd they get in here?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have snuck that one
Blue
in.
Blue Land. Yeah. Without a discussion.
We'll run that by you for sure. Hey, man.
Hey, we're back. We got to get to the news, dude.
Where do you want
to
go?
Lots going on. Do we get to the news? Let's go to...
We got some viral stuff. You want to hit that first? Oh, yeah. Where do you want
to
go?
Man, there's so much to get to. Let's get to... you want to go to Strawberry Milk Mom?
I would love to.
What's her name?
Georgia.
Georgia. Let's get Georgia back on the pod.
Thought you'd never ask.
Had a cameo on the pod. Where does she live?
I don't know where she's at. You know?
We're going to reach out to her and see if she wants to be on the pod.
I would love to have her.
Georgia would come through the pod. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If she lives... Let me think. Should we fly her out?
Sure.
She wants to be on the pod?
I would love that.
If she lives in another... We've flown two guests so far we've flown. Mm-hmm. We've covered their travel.
Yep.
We'll fly her out.
All right.
Yeah. Southwest, though. No, we'll fly her out, Delta. She wants to come on the pod. But all of her takes are hilarious.
She's the best.
All right, hit us with one. What do we got this week?
Here you go.
Reason number three why I love men is because they put in those little lips, like whatever they're called, the little pouches, the little couches. You'd be like, why do you even do those? Like, what do they do? They'll be like, I don't know. Like, dude, none of them have a reason. None of them know what that feeling is that it's providing. And I love that. You know, they keep doing them, but they have no idea what the hell it's doing. You know, and that's such a typical man, and I love it. I mean, similarly, you could ask them why they love you. They don't know that either. They won't be able to answer that question either.
Wait. Okay. All right. First of all, that's true.
Yeah.
The second, well, I'll get to the Zim pouches in a second. Uh-huh. But the I love you. Well, yeah. What do you mean? I thought this is already on the board.
Yeah.
This script is already. I don't know. I'm coming to pick you up from the airport.
Yeah.
You should know. That's already understood.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. I don't know. It's all in my head. But like, we're just not very good at articulating it.
Yeah.
Why? It's like, why do you want to go to the Titans game? I don't know. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Well, if we keep ladies that are in relationships with significant others at any level, if we keep like wanting to hang out, we love you.
How do you know? They just keep wanting
They're
to
like,
hang
hey,
out.
What do you do? You want to hang out?
Yeah.
What are you doing after work? That's why. That's why.
That's love.
That is.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you doing?
Yeah.
When I got something cool. You know what? If anything cool ever happens into my day, you know what I think? I got to tell Lydia about this.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Every time. I think that's it.
Yep.
Why? I don't know. I just hear.
I just hear.
I just. No. I just hear.
Yeah.
But the Zen pouches is funny.
Yeah.
I have done a Zen pouch once and it was incredible.
So can you explain the feeling?
No. It was awesome though.
Yeah.
It's like smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Watch, you're like, what do you mean? Why do you smoke those?
Yeah.
Cause it's awesome.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yep.
You keep doing it. Yeah. I do keep doing it.
Sure do. Yeah.
Sure. Hey, can I go outside? I'm smoking a cigarette. Why are you doing that? It smells bad. Well, it feels good.
Yeah.
So that's like people saying, hey, you know what you should do? You should start drinking unsweet tea instead of sweet tea. Yeah, but it doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
But the sugar is what's the good part. Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Yeah.
That's a terrible argument. should stop eating Oreos because they're not good for you.
Yeah, but they taste good. Mm.
So I'm going to keep doing it.
The Zen pouches is people rock with them. Like there's no inappropriate. Now a dip is a little bit tricky because that's more involved. Yeah. Same with a cigarette. It's like a vape pen. It's a little bit more, it's chill. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're not smoking a blunt.
Right.
You got to go around the back of the building behind the dumpster to smoke a blunt. Mm-hmm. If you hit a vape pen with some weed in it, you can go to church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it inside.
Yeah. You can do it inside.
Yeah.
Same with a Zen pouch. Yeah. I've seen Zen pouches that like, dude, if you were like smoking a cigarette right now, it's nicotine.
Yeah.
That's what it is, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Look at me just explaining it.
Yeah.
It's nicotine. But doing like smoking a cigarette in certain places would be inappropriate.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, I got to go all the way outside. I got to go down the steps around that. And then the emergency exit, I got to find a rock to prop in the door.
Yeah.
And it's 12 degrees outside. I got to find a smoking jacket. That's all too much.
Yeah.
You can pop in a Zinni during a apology video on the internet. You could do a Zen pouch whenever you want.
I just like how well she knows men.
Nah, she nails it.
Like she has us like totally pegged. Yeah, she gets it.
100%.
She's like, I see you guys. I know what you're doing.
And she's like, she also says, if she said, you know what I would not like if she said the reason why I hate men is because they do Zen pouches and they can't explain them.
Right.
She's not saying that.
Right.
She said, this is why I love men.
Yeah. She looks at us and she meets us where we're at.
Yeah.
And she says, listen, I get it.
I feel seen.
Listen, I'm an ally.
Yeah.
I get that's that you what don't I'm know to how Swifties. To express these feelings.
I'm saying that to the Swifties. See? I'm with you.
Yep.
She supports us.
Yeah.
I feel seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very, the Zen pouches. I've seen this because if you have like a dip in, like remember back in the 2000s, you had to like, when I was in college, you had to
pack it.
Pack one.
Yep.
Put it in. It's all over your face, in your teeth.
Gross.
You had to spit in it.
Yep.
You had to bring like a mayonnaise jar with the top cut off of it out to like, what are you doing out here?
Dude,
or like you got to spit it in somewhere. Jar. You do.
So gross.
Or you got to bring something.
Yeah.
You here's what you would do in college when this is very popular. You'd have a cup, like you had a red Solo cup with a paper towel in the bottom of it.
There you go.
Am I wrong?
That's it.
Look at Kathleen looking at us like we're
that's
insane.
It. That's what
that's
she
what
do.
We had to do. How old are you? Yeah, see. No idea the struggles we came up
with. Bro, how good has stuff gotten? You know? Like
everything.
you have like dip pouches that now you just throw them in and you're good to go.
Weed
There's no
a,
prep work.
Weed in a pen.
Weed in a pen. You can take it wherever, smoke it inside, outside, whatever you want to do. You don't have to drink like gross vodkas anymore. You can get these great little seltzer cute things that you can take with you wherever. Like everything has just gotten so much
better. You don't have
to
call a taxi and wait outside.
Yep.
This girl just enjoying all life's pleasures that I have that didn't help contribute to at all.
But you know what though? They don't know what they don't know what happened before
the struggles.
Them.
Oh, by the way, dude, when we didn't have hashtags growing up, we just had to scroll in our feed back to find the thing.
I had to email you a YouTube link.
There was no watch history.
Right.
We couldn't go back and track. There's no likes. There's no, I mean, there was likes, but did the internet, we had to work.
Yeah.
We didn't have algorithms that they just like, oh, here's you, Kathleen, you probably like this.
Here's all the best stuff. We know you so well.
Hey, we looked at all the internet. looked at the whole internet.
Dude, yes.
I don't like the algorithms. You don't? Oh, well, now you're going to have to see pictures of your aunt going to a chili cook-off, and you don't want to look through that.
Have you seen the Progressive commercial where they're like teaching the older folks how to use social media?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, do we really need 37 pictures of lunch at Pam's? 37 of them?
And we used to have to scroll through that.
All of them.
And now everybody's like, oh, the algorithm. No, be grateful for the algorithm.
That is crazy to think about. Every time you open your phone is an opportunity for you to get fed the best things on the entire internet catered to you.
Yeah.
That's what your algorithm
is. It really. And it's like, this is what everyone is looking at.
Yeah.
Here it is. You'll like this. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I do like that.
Yes, dude. Served right to the palm of my hand.
Yeah. Everybody should be like thanking the algorithm.
Every day.
You're like, oh, this is terrible. Oh, I spent 9 hours on TikTok.
Do you think
it must be good?
Do you think you could start that cult?
The support of the algorithm?
You worship the algorithm. Do you think you could start that?
Probably.
Like the algorithm is God?
It is. It is.
I trust the algorithm. Yeah.
I feel like in some ways I serve it. But no, not really. Yeah. You should, like, remember you would get on I mean, dude, you would get on. First of all, Facebook was the only one.
Yep.
The other ones weren't built out yet.
No, and there was no mobile app for it yet. It was just on your computer.
And like the dude from your high school could just post some trash post at like the mall food court eating Jimmy John's and we'd have to look at that.
Yep.
Now he posts that and we're like, I don't see it anymore.
Do you remember clicking on photos and they would load by line?
Kathleen doesn't like know
lines
what that
of
is.
Pixels.
Yeah. Remember a, remember a desktop?
Yeah.
You know what a modem is? You had to care. I might do. When I was in college, I got a virus on my computer. Okay. My buddy Tyler would have a funny story about why I had a virus on my computer, but we're going to talk about that. I had to carry my whole modem to computer services across campus.
Oh my God.
Like I had to carry it. Now they had a monitor. I had to carry it and they had to unscrew it. And like, look in there. There's no genius bar back then. They can remote in and fix it now. And they had it all.
Dude, what a time.
The algorithm is be doing good thing. And by the way, you know what I've seen a lot of on TikTok?
Hmm.
And I don't know if this is you too, but a lot of dancing. It's back.
Oh, interesting.
Thank you. Right? You seen it? There's so many dancing videos. Like there's so many like viral like beats and stuff now that are people. And that's what made TikTok awesome.
Yeah.
And it kind of devolved. Maybe it was COVID and post COVID into like a lot of people like, this is going to offend a lot of people, but I'm saying it. Stop with those takes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to anger a lot of people. No, you're not. You're not. This is going to trigger a lot of people. We've seen a lot of things on this app. Probably not going to be triggered by it. This is going to anger a lot of people. Unlikely.
Do you know how high my tolerance is for anger now, dude?
Yeah.
It takes a lot.
If you're going to say this is going to trigger some people, I'm trying to think of what you'd have to post. It's like, this is going to trigger a lot of people, but I don't take my Stanley Cup out to my Target runs. I go,
what?
Okay. That doesn't, we'll survive.
Outraged.
Yeah.
Outraged. Unacceptable. Not okay.
This is going to trigger a lot of people. Yeah. I always see a lot of comments like that. Every TikTok.
So are you going to start dancing?
I never done a dancing.
Okay.
I did a make fun of dancing one, which is kind of doing it.
Yeah.
No, it is doing it.
Yeah.
That's like my take on stuff. I just like take the opposite angle. So like, I think I'm against it, but I'm definitely in it.
Yeah.
The one that was like, what was that one?
This is going to be fun to hear you sing this out.
I was doing it, clocks and boxing. What is that one?
Dr. Seuss?
No.
Fox and Socks.
I'm going to Fox and Rocks. What is that one? Box the Chop. You want to box? You remember that one? You don't remember that? I'm going to box the chop. I'll find it. I'm going to find it.
It's one of the worst feelings in the world.
Gosh.
You're trying it was a very popular
TikTok. Anyway, I did it. I was like people trying to do TikTok dances while acting like they're busy. And I was like changing oil in my car. And I was like trying to do the dance. It was like, yeah, stupid. Anyway, what do we got in the news, baby?
Yeah, where do we go?
You want to go to the gender reveal?
Yeah.
Come on. All right. This is... I've been sent this a bunch of times.
Okay.
And listen, I think I've been sent this on accident because I'm not the gender reveal guy. That's Trey.
That's Trey.
Trey Kennedy is the gender reveal guy.
Do you think that should clear it up, having him on last week?
No. Everybody in the comments was like, I thought this was the same guy.
Do you think this will help steer people in the right direction and be like, oh, they're different people? Or do you think this is not going
to
help at all?
They were like, if I listened to the audio, I didn't know this was two different people.
Great.
Yeah, not this doesn't help. He was on the pod. We don't look anything alike, by the way. Do we?
I don't see it.
We're just a white guy with a beard.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't really see it.
All right, so here we have... So Trey has been talking about gender reveals for forever. Mm-hmm. And people send them in and he roasts them because they're just more elaborate and more insane. I did one for my sister-in-law with a helicopter. So...
Nice.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool, actually.
Very cool.
It was awesome, actually, by the way. Yeah, our buddy Charles down in... where was it? Did you spill it?
No, I hit the lever on my chair and I just sunk 4 inches.
Whoops. Here we have a gender reveal. I don't think went well. Let's watch it.
Deadly accident at a gender reveal party in Mexico over the weekend. The video shows the expecting couple watching a plane soaring above them. It fired off pink smoke, revealing the birth of a baby girl, but then it crashed suddenly. You can see the left wing snap upwards, sending the plane spiraling out of control. It fell into a nearby field. The couple and their party guests celebrated the reveal, apparently unaware of what was happening. The plane's pilot was killed. The precise cause of this crash is still unknown.
I know what the cause is. Narcissism. Yeah, put that up. Dude.
Oh my gosh. Go ahead, man.
All right. I don't want to make somebody lost their life, and that's, for sure. That's never funny. Mm-hmm. And that aside, thoughts and prayers to the family.
Him dying is not funny.
Not at all.
But what happened,
okay,
I think is funny.
For somebody said in the comments, somebody's like, dude, was this plane purchased at IKEA?
It's like particle board. It just crumbled.
It's like a balsa. You buy that at the state fair.
Yeah.
And you put a rubber band on it and wind it up.
Yeah.
It's like one of those planes. It didn't look like a good plane.
No.
But all right. It was already elaborate enough on ground.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on in the setup of that. Yeah. That's already a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. They got the big lit letters.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, baby, a ton of balloons.
Yeah.
I think there's some sort of like confetti cannon going on here.
That screwed. All right. So they must have come in low, taken a high. And then, all right. First of all, you could all see that. You're lying if you said you didn't see that.
Yeah.
Right?
The couple probably didn't because they hug.
Okay.
They hug immediately.
That's right above it.
Yeah.
No. You saw it because you filmed it.
Yeah.
And you're there.
Yeah.
So you filmed that. And that is that you heard that landing.
Yeah.
Do you? All right. If you go to this.
Right.
You're sitting on this video.
Right.
Do you?
Ooh.
Hey. If I don't do anything with this video, it never, nobody find, if this story comes out without video, it doesn't matter.
Right.
That nobody will see it.
Right.
If this video, you're sitting on this video, dang, dude, you're like, dang, I feel like I'm so powerful right now. I feel like Morgan Wallen's neighbor.
Mm, nice.
You know?
Yeah.
He's nice. Like,
very nice.
He's like
niche reference. Very good.
I mean, you should bury that video.
Yeah.
You should go, this is not, they have to have known because they got the rest of the video with it. Yeah.
What if you're the videographer that was hired to shoot this?
Now it's your video.
Right.
Nobody has a contract involved for that. You're just like, I'll just come out. You pay me $400. There's no written contract for that footage.
So you think the videographer is going to be like, he's camera, selling camera that. Glitched.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have it.
And he's selling it.
And then meanwhile, he's TMZ.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, dude. I mean, you gotta post that photo.
Dude.
You gotta post that video. But it is.
Yeah, that couple wanted to post that content. Do you include in your post that, like, hey, and also, by the way,
the actual couple?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or do you just stop it? And
right.
What happened?
Well, and then what's your caption say?
Yeah.
Like, it's a girl.
Yeah, it's the girl. We lost the boy, but it's a girl.
No, it's an even trade, one for one.
I mean, yeah. Again, you don't want to make fun of someone losing their life. If this would be a funnier story, if the guy was like just badly injured and the plane was broken,
yep,
that'd be funny. And if it was like, but yeah, he came in a little low. It sounds like
clearly
because that's it. I've seen a couple of those at the flyovers at the football games.
Yeah.
You're like, this seems, but that does at the NASCAR races when they fly over. It makes me want to join the military. Mm. The military, their best advertisement, they should put all their advertising money into the flyovers.
Nice.
That is by far the best. When they, yeah. I go, dude, where do I sign up?
Yeah.
And I don't think they would accept me, but they're like, we don't, you got to run a mile faster than that. Dude, you can't do elliptical workouts at the Soho House and expect to be into the military.
If you had to join a branch of the military, what would it be?
Nice.
Better question. Which one do you think you have the best chance of getting into?
Coast Guard.
Definitely Coast Guard.
Coast Guard. Yeah,
I would agree
you're
with
out
that.
There. I don't think, you can, I can swim better than I can lift things.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I'll go Coast Guard and then you can roll around like on spring break, you know?
Yeah.
You're like a lifeguard.
Yeah.
It's like a summer job. Pretty chill.
They are kind of just like glorified lifeguards, huh?
Okay. But well, I was going to say, no, we're not. Like I'm already in it.
You're not even in the community. Like, guys, you're defending it.
Don't disrespect my community like that. Coast Guard for sure. Because you can get all the perks of being military,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you are in the military. So you can get 15% off your cup of coffee, right? You can board the plane first.
Do you think they would discriminate on that though? You think it'd be like, so Coast Guard kind of doesn't really count?
So you get up to the front and you're like a military, you're like active duty. You're like, dude, I was patrolling the Panama City.
Yeah.
You're like, all right. They're like, a guy got caught in the riptide and I rescued him. All right.
You have, Coast Guard, you have sunscreen on your nose.
No, Coast Guard. They also, yeah. Coast Guard also goes out to like the whales.
Yeah.
They protect the whales.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of, it's like Battleship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coast Guard's cool.
It's like Battleship.
I don't want to go in a submarine. I want to say I'm a conscientious objector to submarines though.
Yeah. At this point.
I don't
want
to go down there.
At this point, I'm definitely anti-sub.
Yeah. I'm above ground.
Yeah.
I'm above ground.
Yeah. No question.
Oh, yeah.
Our guys from Youth Group Chronicles.
Oh, our guys are back.
This They're is back my favorite with another
part of
woman.
This is my favorite part of the pod every
this
time.
This one is wild.
This guy. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Is it? We got another one?
Yeah.
All right. I don't think I've heard this one.
Oh, this summer camp speaker who brought a goat to camp and let it walk around all week so the kids got attached.
A speaker. All right.
Yeah.
So if you grew up in this type of life,
yeah.
Summer, the speaker is different than the youth pastor.
Mm-hmm.
The youth pastor is the guy that's with you.
Correct.
All year.
Yep.
He brought you out there. His paycheck comes from the church. And Shama, who's been on this podcast before, has a loose cannon guest speaker.
Yeah.
So guest speaker is a lot of times to be critical of the Christian faith
mm-hmm.
is not accountable to anyone.
Right.
There's no.
They're in and out.
They're in and out. There's no who's in charge of this guy, of his theology, of his money, he's just bull in a china shop.
Yeah.
And he, to be fair, his job is to come in and stir people up.
Yes.
Do something wild
mm-hmm.
that the youth pastor or local pastor wouldn't do.
Right.
Today, we got a guest speaker. And now it's a lot of, we've seen him on the internet.
Yeah.
We
and everybody sits up in their chair like, yeah. guest speaker.
Yeah, and this guy, okay, this guy's bringing the heat.
Yeah.
That's his job. He's like a relief pitcher.
Nice.
He's the closer.
Yes.
He comes in. They got a big intro for him.
Yep.
He's come. He's coming in just throwing gas.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of what you call discipleship going on.
Nice.
Not a lot of shepherding.
Nice.
This is a guy that's just coming in, fire and brimstone.
All gas, no brakes.
And especially
one speed.
And especially the attention span of kids.
Right.
So you're coming in for the week. You're the guest speaker for the week. This guy's apparently brought in a goat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll run it back.
I know of this summer camp speaker who brought a goat to camp and let it walk around all week so the kids got attached to it. And
hold on. And so then, I think they know where this is going.
All of them.
I think everybody knows.
Yeah, all of them just looked at each other.
Is
like,
that where
we know
going?
What this is
going
to be. Let's see.
Oh, no.
The final night, he talked about the sacrifice of Jesus
yes.
that he made for them. And he literally killed the goat on stage in front of everyone.
That's demented. Look at that guy. That's
solid throw right
there. Dude, that is traumatizing.
That's
dude.
Not okay.
That's not okay. No, dude, that's insanity.
Dude, your kid comes home from a week at camp.
Church camp.
And is like, hey.
Do you remember anything? The shuffleboard court, the archery class, the sailboat race. I don't remember any of that. What happened? Why don't you want to talk about it? Was it traumatic? What'd you go through? Just please tell us. A month later, he finally speaks.
Yes.
They killed a goat.
Yeah.
On the final night.
Can you imagine how pissed the actual pastor is? Like the dude who is in charge of that event knows that he's going to lose half of the kids that are at this camp. They're not coming back.
They're not coming back to church.
The pastor
not
had coming to back know to this the, was happening.
They're not coming back to the faith.
You think the pastor knew that he was going to kill the goat?
Okay, so
you
just let a goat walk around camp all week?
Okay, so if you show up Monday
True.
With a...
what would be the point?
He doesn't... That's like us with doing stuff at our show. We don't ask in advance. We just do it because mm-hmm. if we ask in advance, if we said, hey, Chick-fil-A, can you approve of all these jokes before we're just going to go into Chick-fil-A and film?
Right.
And then if legal situations need to happen on the back end, we've done that 1,000 times.
Right.
Hey, Home Depot, can you approve of us going into your store and making all these inflammatory jokes?
No. Right. But then what if you walked into Home Depot and you're like, we have this goat. And
They're
going to be like, well, wait, what's the goat?
So
the pastor at some point had to have been like, hey,
what's the goat? Yeah, if you brought a goat, and if this is...
You're the first guest speaker we've had that's brought a goat.
An animal.
Can you explain
a pet,
that?
Yeah. An anything.
Who's brought anything besides themselves.
I mean, if you're like rural America,
mm-hmm.
and this is out in a where a summer camp typically is, that's not to bring a... Now, if you're going to use it as an illustration, but I couldn't imagine what it would be without... If you... it's going to... You're like day one, day two, day three. It's going to lead...
Right.
What's the goat?
What are we doing? You don't What's have the a, payoff with the goat?
Yeah. And you don't... I mean, then what
oh, goes, the payoff is murder.
Oh. Oh. He's like, but I already kind of built up to it. I said, I have no sermon. I have no...
This is the whole thing.
This is my closer.
Yeah.
He's like, also, I mean, like really, really close to a lamb. Just bring the lamb.
Yeah.
Why a goat, yeah, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, goat's cheaper.
Couldn't afford the lamb.
And the kids would be sad about the lamb.
Right.
Yeah, the goat's eating a tin can. It's a little bit...
What if they killed the goat and the kids didn't care? What if the whole thing backfired? They were like...
It was like annoying them the whole time. Yeah. Like, it was like always doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, no, tie this goat up. Kill this freaking...
Thank God somebody killed the goat finally.
I mean, how does he practically...
The kids represent the Pharisees. They're like, yeah, dude, get rid of this.
We've been, and you're like, oh, shoot.
It's really the fracturing
kids,
our congregation.
The Pharisees is wild.
One of the kids is like, I see no raw.
What's wrong with this? He's like, this goat has been annoying.
I wash my hands
time.
Of this. Yeah. He's like, no.
We sacrifice this guy. We?
Yeah, whoa.
You, dude. I had nothing to do with this. I wonder how he got, like, you got to go ask the cafeteria for like a knife. He's like, yo, do you got a knife? He's like, what? All right. He's starting to piece it together.
He's like, not this one. Nah. This looks, I need sharper.
All right. I killed here we are. In college, I killed a possum.
Okay.
And it wasn't like fun.
I mean, good.
It wasn't like a joy, but it was
serial
like,
killer.
This possum was like, it's like all around the frat house. And like, it was at the frat house, which is, should tell you about the cleanliness of our frat house.
Right.
It was all around eating stuff, going through the trash. And I.
Inside?
No, inside. And inside and outside and in the basement. There, inside and outside of a frat house are very.
Yeah, that's blurred lines.
It's blurred lines.
Kind of a gray area. Yeah, what's inside and outside?
Have you ever been to, on game day, have you ever been to like a frat house? There's a blurred. Is this, are we inside or are we outside? Yeah. It's a very blurred line. So me and my buddy Stu, and it was sad.
Yeah.
It was not fun. It was like,
how did you, happened?
I don't want to tell you the details of it because it was
yeah.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Like an animal, like if you.
And that's way smaller than a goat.
Way smaller. Way smaller.
And you weren't hanging out with it all week.
And like a deer, and like even a deer, like, I don't know, I guess that you could do like, or like a, like the easiest ones to kill are like, would be like in Arkansas, hogs.
Mm-hmm.
They like look, they dig up all the land and they're like annoying and they're very aggressive. And they, like that, you could be like, oh, we should, but like, that's a goat.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what did he do to you?
Yeah.
Killing it? I mean, I don't even know how you'd kill it. That's insane, dude. I mean, those kids.
What if he tried and just failed the first time? Got like halfway through.
Oh, dude,
halfway through its neck. It's just like squealing.
It's
like
still running around. It has to be making noise.
Yeah,
I'm going to make another problem. I made two aggressive proclamations on this podcast. None of those kids are still Christian.
None of them. No. Not one. They all lost their faith that night.
Yeah. The guest speaker did. They didn't leave the church. They left the faith.
Yeah.
They left the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, probably not right then. Probably not then.
Yeah.
Some of them did right then, but that now currently, where are they now? Not in church.
Imagine being one of the parents and like calling the pastor, being like, hey, so Tommy got home from camp last week. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure,
yeah,
sure,
we had a great time.
Sure,
yeah, great, sure. Great time. What do you say about it? He kind of hasn't been the same. Yeah, our camp does tend to like change a lot of kids' lives.
Yeah,
He literally is nonverbal now. He hasn't spoken in two weeks.
Did something happen?
Yeah.
Let me think.
Thinking back.
You know what? Some kid did a belly flop off the diving board.
Yeah. He was really red. His stomach was really red. That might have messed them up.
They played Red Rover at night in the field, and one kid got a bloody knee. Was that him? Wasn't him?
No, that wasn't Tommy, no.
Let me think. Oh, you know what it was? They were canoeing, and then one of the kids flipped off the canoe and had to swim back to the dock.
Yeah, I don't think that's it, because all he's been doing is drawing crayon pictures of goats. Since he got back in just red.
There was a goat.
Okay.
There was a goat for the first 4 days.
And then
you know what? They killed. No, now that I think about it, they did at the main session of the last day that we had a guest speaker, and he did sacrifice a goat on the altar in front of 12-year-old children. He did do that. I forgot about that.
The entire like premise of the camp. Oh yeah, I spaced on that. Totally forgot.
That's crazy. But listen, as a comic, let me say high risk, high reward.
Mm.
If that hits,
oh dude.
He's booked for years.
Yeah.
He's booked for years. He's the only guy that'll do it. If that dude, if that connects, thank God. Yeah, he's like, where are you getting all these goats from, dude? He's like growing them at his house now. He's like mating them. He's breeding them.
Growing goats.
He's bringing them on the road with him. If that hits. Yeah.
Title. Yeah, he goes either 100% conversion rate that night or zero every time.
And if he did, did you hear about the guy who, you know, the guy? The guy that with the goat guy?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, we got to book him. We can't afford him.
Yeah.
He's booked up.
He gets so big, he starts selling knives.
Yeah, or
like his own custom knives.
It's videos. No, he doesn't let videos turn up.
No.
Nah, he's got to get those copyright.
He when the kids come in, they put their phones in the yonder bags. And
phones in yonder bags at church.
Because you're about to witness a sacrifice.
No, this is not, I don't think that's even legal.
What, killing a goat like that?
I don't think you can even do
that. I don't think so. There was a pizza place that is actually still to this day my favorite pizza place in the world back home. And the guy there was, I believe he was Portuguese. I think he actually killed a goat behind the restaurant.
Yeah.
He uses the meat. He cooks and serves the meat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think
beef is from a cow. I think he got in trouble
for that. Yeah.
But you got to do the killing. And then before
there's regulations,
and you got to do the killing, and then you got to drive the meat to the store.
Right.
Yeah. You can't do the killing at the store.
No, I don't think that's sanitary. The FDA would have some things to say, I'm sure.
Well,
he got in trouble. I don't know how much trouble, but it's still there.
They used to do, and Kathleen's not going to again know about this, but they used to do that at Red Lobster.
What?
There's a tank, and you can say, I want that one.
They don't do that anymore.
Do they?
They used to have, wait, that was at grocery. Why are we looking at you?
Oh, yeah.
No, they have that at grocery stores, don't they?
She's 25. They don't have that at Red Lobster anymore. Look it up. Do they still have live lobster? I mean, is there any greater like top of the food chain flex? You walk in, I got a reservation for four. Also, I want that one.
That's pretty wild.
There's no way they do that anymore. No, go to lobster, Red Lobster. Oh, yeah. Live made lobster, esteemed order for your new guest. Yeah, we know that. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Unlike some seafood restaurants, Red Lobster does not boil lobsters alive.
Oh, but they don't have these.
This
have
is on their FAQ. Yeah.
Up at the front, when you would wait. Look at her. She's looking at us like that's insane. And it is.
It is insane.
Yeah, it is.
Do it with any other animal.
Yeah.
And that's nuts.
That's, I want that one.
Yeah. Come out back. We have a little like pen and that's you can crazy. Pick your sheep.
Yeah. What do you want? A hog? You want a, what do you want?
Yeah.
We'll get it right to you.
Which cow?
Oh, yeah.
Bessie? We got her, man.
You want that one?
Never even breaks eye contact with you. Just.
You got it.
You got it, man. We'll get that going.
It'll be ready in 20.
Right this way, sir.
Now, in their defense, it would be the best tasting.
Of course.
I think.
Sure.
But you got to do it somewhere else. Because you ever seen those videos like from TikTok? Like you see like the slaughterhouses. You're like, oh, I didn't need to.
No, you can't. You can't know about that.
See all this.
There's that food doc on Netflix that I refuse to watch. Because I'm like, I know it's gross. Yeah,
I want to go to Wendy's still.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
We got time for one more. You want to get into an email?
Want to hit the news?
Let's do one piece of news.
Cool. Pick it.
Let's go with, I don't want to say that I'm 100% right about this, but let's talk about the NFTs.
Yeah.
I mean, I have said this. Mm-hmm. Rolling Stone in an article. When's this from?
This is September 20th.
September 20th. Your NFTs are actually, finally, totally worthless.
Yeah.
New report from industry researchers finds that 95% of the once hyped crypto assets have hit rock bottom valuation. It's like the ape, like the scared ape and stuff that. Yeah. Are now worth zero. And we could have called that. And that's one of those trends that I'm glad we didn't. I would say we didn't kill this.
No, we definitely didn't kill it.
We didn't kill it. I had nothing to do with killing this. I was critical of it. I didn't get on board with it.
Yeah.
I thought it was dumb from the beginning. And there's like something about this within Nashville. And like, I was like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
But also, just like the goat guy, you're like, if it did, but like the crypto bros, same with the Swifties, pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to say, hey, stay with us with the crypto. We were wrong about this. That would make me trust them.
Yeah.
Not a word.
Yeah. People did get really rich off it though.
Did they?
Yeah.
Buying and selling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. All right. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Taylor Swift is getting rich.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce is getting rich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People are being harmed by it though.
Yeah.
The Swifties. People are being harmed by this. If you put actual money that you don't have millions of dollars, Justin Bieber can buy one and they could go to zero. He has a lot of money.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. People that are less educated and less wealthy buying stuff and then that now it's zero.
Yeah.
100% zero.
It's crazy how much of a fad it ended up being. Because it did feel like, at least for me, it felt like, okay, this might stay. This might be a thing. Did you get that feeling at all? I did when I started realizing that like you could build in value to them. Like if you own one, you also get access to this and discounts on that. Like, and it was that like, stuff I think is
and
cool.
It was like one of one.
It's like a membership program kind of.
But it was also a picture on the internet.
Right.
So then that was a little tricky. Be like, here's a screenshot of it. Well, that's it.
Right.
Like with the Mona Lisa, that's one of one.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, well, it's only, you got to go to a place to get it.
Right.
It's tough to emulate on the internet.
Yeah.
It's tough to emulate a picture, a digital photo on an entire landscape of digital photos.
I'd like to see a doc on the rise and fall of NFTs.
Yeah.
I think that would be really fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how it came around and everybody's like, oh, yeah.
You see how, like, the stories of the people who got super rich, the stories of the people who lost everything.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
What's the status with crypto these days?
No idea, dude.
But people invest in it still?
I suppose. I have no clue.
The crypto bros, pretty quiet. Pretty quiet on the NFT front.
Yeah.
Are you happy to see this go down?
Kind of.
I am too.
Kind of.
I take a lot of joy in it.
I'm happy.
No, I don't. I don't. Not the people that lost. The people that really lost.
No, I don't like people losing money. Nope. I'm happy to see the money grab ones go down.
Yeah.
That were just like, oh, you're just selling nothing and people are buying it because they think it's a thing.
Yeah, there's no product involved here. There's no exchange of goods happening here.
You're not getting anything for the value. You're just throwing money in. Like, okay, I'm happy to see those go down.
Yeah.
I like it when systems break.
Yeah. Because better systems come from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I say the same thing about Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
I go, unfortunately, this has to get so annoying and so cumbersome and so difficult that breeds innovation.
Yeah.
Wow, we're a TED Talk now officially.
We're here.
It has to get so bad. Taxis have to get so bad that they're like, we got to make an app to get around this.
Yep.
The flights, unfortunately, I see a lot of that stuff with a lot of the cultural trends today. I was like, I think the way out is not reversing it now.
Mm-hmm.
The way out is letting this, like, I don't even want to make any, it's too far gone in the podcast to make another, bring up something else. But you just got to let it, hey.
Yeah.
You got to let that go.
Yeah.
And let it go all the way to like, oh, the NFT people, they had to figure that out.
Right.
Unfortunately, the pink thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Protester of the week.
Protester of the week, dude. We got a good one this week. Someone sent this to me, as they always do. Shout out to the listeners. Pink, who is touring.
Yep.
Kicks out a concert goer. Reportedly protesting circumcision during her concert, which, hey, we've said it before. That's a unique one. We've seen it before. Andrew, have we? We've seen a circumcision protest. Remember they were out on the street corner and they're wearing all white with the blood. We've seen this one.
Yes, we have.
Unfortunately, so it's not new.
Right.
It's a crazy thing to protest.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were apparently, you want to play it?
Yeah, the video's not great.
Okay, all right.
I would say skip it.
All right. Well, they had a huge, there was like a instrumental part where she wasn't on a trapeze, apparently. Come on. She's not flying around the arena on a trapeze, where they had an instrumental part and somebody holds up a sign, I think in the front row, protesting circumcision.
Right.
Big, I think, pretty big.
Yeah. It said circumcision, cruel and harmful. That's what the sign said.
And everybody goes, so.
Right.
Well, it's Thursday night and we're singing,
don't know any Pink songs.
Shoot. Come on, Kathleen. Wake me up.
Nope.
No, that's seven. Let me, the Pink song? Hold on. All right.
We don't want.
The listeners have one in their head. What? Oh. So what? Yeah. Oulez-vous toucher à la voix?
She was in that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Come on, baby.
Yeah. What?
So what? I'm a rock star.
There we go.
Just give me one reason to stay here. No, Jimmy. What? Oh, now you want to say if things are before your time. All right. What about us? I know that. Oh, yeah. Pink got some hits.
Yeah.
Oh,
she got bangers.
She got some. So they're like, we're okay. Well, I work 9 to 5 and I bought these tickets and I'm here on a Thursday. What exactly would you like me to do about circumcision currently?
Now,
which is all I've ever said about the same. I bet there's a lot of circumcision people. They have to be like, hey, if we really wanted to be anti, this is not the way.
Yeah.
That you have to criticize your own group.
Do they look at this as a win? Because she's during the acoustic segment, so it's quiet.
Yeah.
She stops the show and asks security to get this guy to leave.
Yeah.
Does the anti-circumcision community see this as a W?
I want to get recircumcised. No, I don't think so.
Just a second go around?
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works. But
like, do they look at this and they're like, good, you got thrown out. That's what we wanted because now there's news about it?
Well,
because if he doesn't get thrown out, this is not an article.
Yeah.
And that means we don't hear about this.
What if they just let her hold it up the whole time?
Yeah.
Well, it has to be a guy.
It is a guy. Yeah, it's a guy.
You're like, all right. They're like, thank you.
Yeah, cool, man. Great.
I think this is, you got to be critical of this from the inside that they go, hey, dude, this exposes them because, like I've said with all the protesters, they're not trying to change people's minds. Mm. They're trying to get attention.
It worked again.
Yeah.
They keep winning, man.
Yeah. Well, they're losing by it's not the good kind of attention, but it's,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Is this a W for them?
For the
community, here's what I feel kind of compelled to do.
Okay.
What do they actually want?
Yeah.
Google search to see what they, you know what I mean? Like, what is the movement looking for?
I would imagine it's a practice. It's an antiquated religious practice.
Mm.
But I've heard, it's not necessary to talk about, but I thought it was like, it's like more sanitary or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have no idea if that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah. They win, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, but nobody's attitudes are going to change about it.
Right.
But
that is true.
You know what I saw at the Pride parade?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of along the same vein. There was no, not because of that. No, dude. I meant being critical of your group.
Same vein.
Yeah, there was a oh, nice, dude. There was a what's it called? Of course, there was like a Christian group out there.
Yeah.
Right. There was a Christian. There was a. All right. There was a pro gay, like this pastor loves gays.
Okay.
Rainbow. That's like a, I don't know what denomination it was, Methodist, right? So there's a Christian pro gay group out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Christian anti gay group out there. The guy with the megaphone standing on the crate saying, this is abomination. Everybody's going to hell. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
We walked past. Me and Derek on the way to the Wrangler store, I go, everybody in that situation is losing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Like,
they weren't all sitting down and having meaningful conversations facts.
I go, everybody involved, just like if I was going to fight that guy outside of the bar stool.
Yeah.
Everybody's losing here.
Yeah.
It's a net negative.
Yeah.
It's an L. It's all around L. Mm-hmm. I wish I had pieces of paper with L on them and I would just pass them out to everybody. Everybody involved in that argument. Because I thought,
a dumb bit that would be.
Yeah,
to just print out a stack of L's and just go down to any protest and just start here you go. But hand them out upside down so they don't see what they are on the other side. And they're just getting L's. Today we're going downtown to the seafood protest like of whatever guy, to hand out L's.
That's like an all gas no brakes guy. Yes. Yeah, he's just handing out L's. No, he's not. He'll be back. He got canceled for a little while, but he'll be back. That's a funny bit though. Just handing out like little note cards with it printed on it, just an L. And you don't even know what is it, a R? You're right. Like, oh, sorry, switched it. It's a L.
Yep.
You took it.
Just big red.
You're taking
block
L.
Block letter L.
Oh, just in a Sharpie.
Here you go. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Here you go.
What does this mean? Whose side are you on? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
These are L's.
L's.
Everybody.
We're just handing out L's today. Hey, guys. Guys, come on over. We're handing out L's. Yeah. We're handing out L's.
No, I got a W. You didn't, though.
No.
Hold on. Let me look.
Yeah.
Oh, you got an L, too.
Yeah, you got
an L, too. Hold on. I said L. Oh,
we have
on.
You down for an L.
Oh, yeah. Pastors for but yeah, everybody arguing here, L's.
Yeah.
L's all around.
Yeah.
Passing out L's. I'm going to do that. That's freaking hilarious, dude. We got one email. Oh, yeah. I mean, we got a lot of emails. This was the only one that I cared to contribute to.
Yeah.
A lot of very kind things and that people always email in, by the way.
Yeah, we love those.
Net positive at, what is it? John Chris Comedy?
Yeah.
Net positive at John Chris Comedy. And this, we're helping a gentleman here today.
All right, here we go.
We'll read the title.
Is this racist?
That immediately caught my attention.
Yes.
I got a contribution.
If you want to know how to get our attention in the emails, that's how.
Yeah, yeah. The three white guys will tell you.
Yeah. Hey, John and the boys. I recently took a short train trip, and on the way, I grabbed sushi from a local grocery store.
All right. Hold on. He's taking a train to somewhere? This might be the area of the country where that happens, the Northeast. He's taking a train like a subway.
Yes.
Okay. All right. He's taking a subway. Let's say he's taking a subway.
Yep.
All right.
I sit down next to a man who didn't really speak English and seemed to be Japanese.
That's racist.
Already we're racist.
I'll start here.
Yep. So the answer so far is yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
I didn't want to bring out and eat my sushi because I was embarrassed. I think grocery store sushi isn't real sushi. So I thought that could offend him or be seen as racist.
Like an appropriation.
Right. Okay. But also thinking that is making me think I'm racist.
Yeah.
I also don't have good chopstick skills, so I waited until he got off the train until I ate my sushi. So early on, we said the answer to is this racist was yes. Now that we've completed it, John, what are you landing?
Okay. Well, there's a lot of things going on here.
Break it down.
Thinking that, assuming that the sushi, that he's Japanese, that's racist.
There's one earlier.
Actually, there's, okay, what?
He assumed he didn't really speak English.
Oh, yeah, dude, I think I didn't even see that. Yeah, no, can't
Based
do that.
Based on what?
No, can't do that. All right, so let's total up the total strikes, because he has some things working for him.
Okay.
Okay, so assuming he was Japanese.
Yeah.
Racist. Mm-hmm. One strike against him.
Yep, strike one.
Assuming he didn't speak English.
Strike two.
Strike two.
Definitely.
Now.
Riding a train. Trains. Inherently racist.
Yep. Not against that culture.
Well, a lot of Asians were employed.
Yep.
To build the railroads that led us into the western part of this country.
You're 0 for 3.
So already.
You're 0 for 3. Yeah.
Strike. You're out.
So reparations need to be, some reparations need to be paid here. Okay. So he brings out eating the sushi would be, if he was Japanese, I think would be a nod to an appreciation of his culture.
I would agree.
So he's back to two strikes.
Okay.
So he's got one back.
Back on the board.
Yeah, he's back on the board.
Okay.
So giving a nod to his culture, appreciating his culture is back for him. And I think another one is back for him. He's like, well, this is kind of he's acknowledging that this is a knockoff version of what his culture has perfected.
Mm.
And he's admitting that this is not showing proper respect. So I think he's back to zero now.
Yeah.
So now the board's clean.
Right.
From where we're at, the board is clean.
Okay.
So he also says, I don't have the proper chopstick skills.
Right.
He's not honoring. This is an insane bit. But I think he goes plus one here.
Okay.
I think he goes plus one here.
Because that's respect.
Yes.
Got it.
All right. So then he said, I didn't want to bring out and eat my sushi because I was embarrassed. Because he was embarrassed because it sounds like it was not good. It was not quality sushi.
Right.
It's gas station sushi.
Right.
That's like you going to a racetrack and getting a hot dog. This is what y'all do in America, right?
Right.
I go, well, yes, but we do it better than this.
Right.
Okay. I was embarrassed. I think grocery store sushi isn't real sushi. All right. I could go either way on that. So I thought I could offend him or be seen as racist. That thought, I think is racist. So now he's negative one.
Yep.
Now he's negative one. But also thinking that makes me think that. So now he's back to plus because he was self-aware.
Ah, okay.
You know, all right. So now he's zero. He's, of all the scoring, we've done 6 points so far. He's at zero. So let's see where this turns out.
Yep.
I also don't have good chopstick skills. We discussed that. So I waited till he got off the train to eat my sushi. So this is where it could go either way. Mm-hmm. Is it or not? He waited. So if he eats in front of him versus if he waits.
If he eats it in front of him, he negates the positives that he earned.
The honor.
Already.
Yeah.
So that would, I think, cancel it and make him racist.
Yeah.
If he waits, he preserves the pluses that he's racked up that crossed out his minuses.
Yeah.
And so I think he remains non-racist.
You think non?
If, yeah, because he waited.
I think racist.
Okay.
100%.
Based on
nothing that it was happening in this email. Mm. What's happening is because he wouldn't think that if it was a Mexican guy and he's eating tacos. He wouldn't think that if it was an Italian guy and he was eating a pizza. Mm. He already had something going on prior to this and then did all this mental dancing in his head.
You know what, John? You're making me rethink this.
I wouldn't even think anything like that.
Yeah.
He goes, is it, if you're like, hey, is this, if you're walking across a bridge and you're about to, you're like, is this safe? Mm-hmm. If you're thinking that, probably not.
I could probably find another plus for him though.
Oh, wait. All right. So he's negative.
He chose to sit down next to this man. Third sentence. I sit down next to a man. So we missed that plus earlier, which would take him back to neutral.
Mm. Yeah, he didn't. He said, I saw this guy and I moved to a different seat.
Right.
Can't do that.
Right.
He sat down next to him.
He chose to sit next to him.
Yeah, I think this guy's off the hook.
Yeah.
I think this guy's off the hook on that fact alone. He's cleared. And we'll answer one of these every week.
And is it racist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That cannot be a section. That cannot be a section on this podcast. Oh, thanks for the email. That was spectacular. Let's wrap this up. Time, things we don't care about. For the week of October the 4th, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner broke up. You care about that?
Mm-mm. I don't have time.
SNL's coming back. You care about that?
No, no time.
Nope. Netflix has officially ended their DVD delivery service.
Yeah, there's just not enough time.
Oh, but wait. The writer strike's over.
Yeah, I just there's not enough time to care about that.
Yeah. No time. Netflix.
You're going to say Netflix.
Netflix, see you next week. Net positive, baby. See you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.